Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial. 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan.
All right, 203 on The Fan, and a very good Tuesday afternoon to you. Benigno and Roberts in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We handle 6 o'clock. Big Mike Francesa, that's indeed, will come your way, of course. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Speaking of course, you know where we are, Town Fair Tire Studio. Nobody does it better than Town Fair Tire. Nobody, bro. How are you?
Oh, tremendous.
They fire our manager yet? what a disaster.
Are you expecting that now?
I got indigestion from this.
Are you expecting that at some point we're going to get that
I
news?
I hope not.
That he's out?
I hope not.
If he loses his job, and I don't think he will, it would come down to that old cliche, that old saying that the cover-up is worse than the crime. It would come down to, and I would understand this. This is the one area where I would get it. If you're high, use yourself as an example. Not that we are people of authority, because we're not.
Authority.
We're hiring somebody.
I'm lucky I got authority at the house. always questionable.
If you're hiring somebody and they lie to you really before they ever start the job, that's a problem.
Right.
And that would be one problem Carlos would have, in my opinion. If Brody Van Wagenen asked him point blank, hey, what did you do with the Astros? Were you stealing signs? Were you banging on drums? If Carlos lied to me, that'd be a big problem. And I would understand that. Like, that's a problem. I don't even think lying to the media is a problem, because that's easy to get out of. That is so easy for Beltran to call up Joel Sherman, call a press conference and say, guys, I screwed up. I'll tell you why I lied, because I wasn't prepared to answer it. When I met with Rob Manfred, I was honest. But, yeah, with you guys, I lied. I know I got to build your trust back. It won't happen again. I think that's easy. I really do. I don't think that's a big deal. I think the big deal is if you lie to the person that hired you, especially when the person that hired you sits there at a press conference and says that you're trustworthy. That's the problem,
in my opinion.
Yeah,
no, I understand. I just hope that doesn't happen. I mean, I'm actually looking forward to Beltran managing the team. I got to tell you, I don't know. I don't know what to say. This whole thing gives me indigestion. I actually have more indigestion over this than I did over when we would talk endlessly about steroids. I have to tell you.
You have more indigestion over this?
Yeah, it's
why?
Yeah, well, because it's just a pain.
It bothers you more?
Well,
because it doesn't bother you more.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, do I really care that they cheated? No. I'll be the first to tell you. Does it bother me? No, not at all. They cheated. Okay, great. Let's move on. That's my feeling on it. They came down on them. You know, the powers that be did what they had to do. I get it. But it's just, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, it is what it is.
Well, they did what they did.
They did what they did. It's not going to change what happened in 2017.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It's not changing that.
Look, I mean,
Yankee fan could be upset. A Dodger fan could be upset. But would you really want to get a championship that way if they said, okay, no championship? I mean, come on.
No, and that's not going to happen.
Of course not.
I spent a little bit of time. I'm glad it didn't take me that long. But reading the report that Rob Manfred laid out, it took me 7 minutes. It wasn't long. It was maybe a little long, maybe 9 minutes.
It's about my attention span.
Well, you would have gotten through it. And you know what's great? I had plenty of time to do it, specifically during the halftime show
of last night's
national championship.
The college football's got to do something about the length of these games. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
I know. And we'll get to this.
The game never ends.
And we'll get to the national championship game. Yep. Also on the show today, the former manager of the New York Mets, Bobby Valentine.
Bobby B.
Get his take on what's going on. And the guy who really brought the Houston Astros to their knees, John Boy, will join us later on as well. He's the guy that showed all the
video. Is he getting paid for this?
Is he getting paid for what?
I mean, did John Boy, what does he get out of this besides? I know he's been Yankee fan.
Oh, my God.
Want me to tell you what he got out of it?
Is he getting money out of it?
I'll tell you. Well, here's what I would tell you.
Okay.
I've always liked John Boy. John Boy.
Obviously getting notoriety, but.
But that leads to other things. Like,
right.
I knew of John Boy because he had a podcast. A podcast I like. Him and Jay Coast this Yankee podcast.
Is he going to be the next afternoon drive guy after
all that? He could.
That's possible.
Is that what's happening?
But I always enjoyed his podcast. I ripped him one time on the air for his pro DH stance, but I've just enjoyed him. That was it. He was a podcaster.
Right.
And this plus other videos.
And we're having him on, right? Haven't we had him on before, John?
We have. He's like a veteran of the show.
He's a nice guy, right?
Very nice guy. He's a good dude. Good Yankee fan, I like to say. Okay. Very good Yankee. He gets it. He understands.
I understand.
Good baseball fan, all that. So before even he broke all the videos of the Astros, he would put all these great videos on the internet. In fact, he's the guy that made the Savages thing famous because he put that video on the internet, pumped up the volume of what was going on at the stadium, and that's where we heard Aaron Boone talk about his Savages. So that's really where he gained even more popularity. So I think that doing that and doing the videos that he's done has made him a popular figure, and it probably has made him money. So, yeah, I think that's what he gets out of it. And good for him. He's got a career going.
No, that's good.
And he's a good dude.
Yeah,
so I'm happy for him.
Good for him.
But he's also
God
really,
bless him.
Really good Yankee fan, really good baseball fan.
Yeah. And obviously a smart guy.
Smart guy.
I mean, if you could, was the guy that uncovered the Houston scandal here. I mean,
yeah.
God bless him.
He's traveling the country now. He's out in
California right now. Maybe he should get out of sports and get into other things.
He could.
Maybe.
You could ask him.
We will.
But John Boy, Bobby V, they're going to join us later. But when I was reading the report that Rob Manfred laid out, one thing he made clear is that, you know, we can't dictate if the 2017 postseason was, you know, fraudulent, that they're not here to decide that kind of stuff. They're going to tell you that the Astros did what they did. I think he laid out what they learned that the Astros did. He didn't name specific players. I believe he named Beltran's name for two reasons. I think he named Beltran's name because he is now a manager in baseball, so I think he wanted that out there. And two, because Beltran is no longer playing baseball. He is not an active player. Everyone else, or most of the guys involved in this, are still playing baseball. And Manfred made it clear they weren't going to go after the players. He was going to go after the manager, the management, the general manager. And that's exactly what he did. And the other thing Rob Manfred showed you is he was ticked off that once he warned baseball, hey, don't use technology to cheat, were teams, the Astros, and probably the Red Sox, who defied his warning. And that's where he's angry. So if it comes out that whatever team you want to come up with, the Kansas City Royals, let's use them. Mm. They beat the Mets in the World Series.
Right.
If it came out that the Royals were using some elaborate scheme in 2015, he's not going to come down on them.
Can I ask a question? If it wasn't a situation where it was a team that won the World Series and then another team that won the World Series with the Red Sox thing, is this as big a deal? I mean, if it was the last year's version of the Kansas City Royals, you bring them up, they were a terrible team last year. If it was them, would people be going as delirious about
it? No,
I
think that their success adds to the delirium, no question.
Right?
No
I
question.
Mean, would they have come down? I need to notice.
Yeah, you know, I think they would have come
you
down
so?
Hard on him.
You think so?
Because I think I take Manfred at his word that he wants this out of the game.
No, I understand that, but I just think it's heightened by the fact that Houston, you know, the Yankees were involved, you know, and all of that.
I mean,
I think
it heightens it
to, you know, to astronomical
proportions. No question, because they won the World Series.
Right.
And there are people, even though I disagree with them, who called up our show yesterday.
I know.
Who
asterisk,
tweeted at
yes,
us
yes.
that that's not a real World Series. And they have a right to think that.
They can think whatever they want.
But guess what? I don't think that. And you don't think that. And Major League Baseball is not going to put a mark that says it wasn't a real World Series. It was a real World Series. I mean, that's just the bottom line. But, yeah, I think it elevates it because the Houston Astros were really good. I don't think there's any question. I think the issue with Beltran is going to come squarely down, and it really comes down to Brody and Jeff Wilpon, who's still running the team for now, if they feel betrayed, if they feel lied to
them. Isn't it hard to believe? Because I guess what does bother me is that it involves my team when it shouldn't be involving my team.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it doesn't. It comes down to Carlos.
Yeah, I understand
that. If he has been honest about all this, then I think most of us, not all of us, but most of us would say, all right, nothing to see here. He's the manager of the team. Let's go. Learn from the mistakes.
Right.
I think the lying is a problem because when you hire somebody, especially when you have a press conference and talk about how much trust there is, that's a problem. I think that's fair. I don't think that's crazy. I think when we hired Ernie, if Ernie lied to us about something, it'd bother you. It would.
If Ernie's never lied to me.
Well, but that's okay. So let's think of somebody else. Because Ernie's like George Washington. He never tells a lie.
Right.
But you know what I mean? If you hired somebody.
I said I could work with Dove. So I don't know.
That's true.
That's true.
That's right. As long as you don't have to say anything about Dove, anything good about Dove, he's not lying.
That's a fair point.
There you go.
But I think that would bother you. Because you're a guy who I think likes people that you can trust.
Well,
you can trust me, right? I've never lied to you.
There's a short list of people I trust, and two of them happen to be here, and Dove as well.
But you know what I mean.
Although Dove, you know, sometimes, you know, but, I do love Dove.
But you know what that would do?
You're looking at me like, what do you got there? Come on. You know I love you, Dove. I'm busting you. Come on, stop.
But you know that would bother you.
You know, I trust the guys in our show.
Right.
Without
a doubt. But it would bother you if you hired somebody or worked with somebody and they blatantly lied to you. That's to me at least, that's the potential issue Beltran runs into. Now, do I know if he lied to Brody? I have no idea.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what the Mets asked Carlos Beltran.
Yeah.
But that I could understand Brody being like, wait a second, dude, we interviewed you.
Right.
asked you specifically what happened with the Astros. You can be honest with me. You know, because the joke is Brody could have been like, oh, great, good. You cheated with the Astros? Good, good, good. Take everything you learned and bring it here. So I think that is the only potential issue Carlos has. I don't know if he lied to the Mets. Mm. I don't know if the Mets asked enough questions. Do I think the Mets are going to fire Beltran? No. Do I think the Mets should fire Beltran? No. But that is something Carlos is going to have to address.
I guess that's the one thing that does bother me a little bit is that, you know, indirectly, my team, who did nothing wrong in this, at least that we know of, okay, we don't know, who knows, but no, at this point, no, has to be dragged into this because they hired this guy who happened to be part of it. I just, you know, and I like, look, I've grown to like Beltran, and that's what bothers me even more now.
Yeah. No,
you know,
I get that.
I've actually grown to like him. I mean, the guy wanted to manage my team and only my team. I mean, that's big points as far as I'm concerned. And now you got this thing involved, and it's just, you know, this thing now is this. He's going to have to answer questions about it.
Well, he could put it to rest, though. Come on. I mean, honestly, I think the whole
He should come out now and make a statement.
Yeah,
to get this out of the way.
Well, the first part is, how do the Mets privately feel about it?
Right.
Beltran was always honest with Brody and Jeff Wilpon, Brody can say, look, I knew what was going on. Carlos was honest with us. It's fine. The media thing is so easy to fix. You come out and say, you're right. I screwed up. I was always going to be honest with Manfred.
Right.
I was kind of surprised I was asked the question. I shouldn't have lied. I was wrong. I'll try to earn my trust back. And then you whisper to Sherman, I'll give you the next breaking story, okay? I'll give you something good. Joel's happy. Everybody's happy. I don't think the media part is that big of a deal. I really don't. I think it's the trust within your organization that's a problem.
Mm.
But
no, of course. No, I get that. And especially for a guy that's a new employee, at least to, you know, Brody Van Wagenen.
Yeah.
You know.
I understand why that matters. I get why that matters.
It should matter.
But there's a lot of jumping to conclusions that have been going on. A lot of jumping. I don't know what Brody asked Carlos. I don't know what Carlos said. And in that report that I read last night, Rob Manfred mentioned Beltran's name squarely as just one of the many players that were involved. Now, I think we all think, well, why did he mention his name and no one else? Again, my thought is he's inactive, so he's not a player anymore. He's not going to mention Alex Bregman's name. He's not going to mention Jake Marisnick's name.
Right.
He's going to mention someone who's not a player anymore. And then, maybe to send a message, this guy's in a position of authority and the Mets could do whatever the heck they want.
Yeah.
But obviously, Rob Manfred is not suspending Carlos Beltran.
Do you think that there will be pressure coming down from, let's say, media pressure, wherever you want to say, to fire Beltran?
Let me tell you something.
Because of that.
That
concerns me.
I spoke to a friend of mine who's a Met fan who has that same concern.
Right.
And he said, Evan, tell Joe, you guys are Met fans, don't ask for Beltran to be fired. I said, listen, pal.
I don't want him fired.
Joe doesn't want him fired. I've already said I don't think he should be fired. I think his issue is if he lied to Brody. And I'd understand why Brody would be ticked about that, because you'd be ticked and I would be ticked. But from Met fans I see on Twitter, from the friends I have that are Met fans, this is my unofficial answer to that. I think most Met fans overwhelmingly want Beltran to remain as manager.
I do not
believe there's pressure from Met fans.
Right.
Now, if there are some media members that are upset that Carlos lied, that's fine. He shouldn't have lied. He screwed up, and he should own up to that. But is that enough to be fired? No. don't think lying to the media is a reason to be fired. Lying to your employer during an interview, even though Mike McCarthy did the same thing when he lied to Jerry Jones that he watched every Cowboy play and then quickly admitted it because he wanted the job. I think lying, that's the serious issue.
Right.
If he did.
Right.
But I don't think most Met fans want him fired, no. And one thing that made me laugh before is that Marcus Stroman has decided to, because see, there's a bunch of players that have taken joy in this. Trevor Bauer is taking joy in this. Marcus Stroman is ticked off because before Marcus Stroman was a Met, back in May of this past year, Alex Cora, Mr. Perfect, does nothing wrong.
Right. When he's with Toronto.
He questioned how Marcus Stroman competes. He questioned it. And he said there's a lot of people.
When he was in Toronto.
When he was in Toronto, because Marcus Stroman had the audacity to quick pitch somebody. He quick pitched somebody. And Alex Cora was deeply offended. You're not allowed to do that. Okay, you can't be doing that. That's wrong. And so he made a comment to the media that Marcus Stroman competes in a way that a lot of players don't like. So you know who went on Twitter this morning to say, can you believe this, Cora, having the audacity to compare how I compete?
Marcus Stroman.
Marcus Stroman.
Of course.
Because Marcus Stroman is taking, and I get it, because that comment by Cora back in May was stupid anyway, honestly. So Stroman's taking a little bit of joy in what happened. He wrote, this man had the audacity to say that I compete a certain way and people don't like it. Very comical in hindsight. LOL. So you've got guys that don't like Alex Cora, that don't like the Astros, who are going to take some glee in all this. And I get that. So Stroman is taking some glee in that.
Obviously.
And he was ticked off at the time because, you know, he didn't like having a manager basically say there are players that don't like the way Marcus Stroman competes. But here's the good news, Marcus. You're going to be on the New York Mets this year, and Alex Cora is going to be at home. Because Alex Cora's done.
Well, yeah. Well, they haven't come down with the discipline yet, but, I mean, that's you know he is.
No, he is. I mean, he's going to be worse than what A.J. Hinch got, and A.J. Hinch got a year. And I would assume that the Red Sox are going to fire Alex Cora. He's gone. So Beltran will be a survivor out of all this. But I think that what helps Carlos is that he wasn't a person of authority at that time. He was a player. And my question is, if you think, well, he was involved in it, he should be fired, does that mean Alex Bregman can never be a manager? Does that mean Jose Altuve can never be a manager? Because those guys were the same. While Beltran may have been a veteran, they were all the same in 2017.
Yeah,
they were players.
Right.
So I think it's the Mets' decision on how they feel about Carlos, if he lied or if he didn't lie. But should Major League Baseball do anything? They're not doing anything to players. And if they're not doing anything to players, then how could you do something to Carlos? You can't. And they didn't. They didn't suspend him. They mentioned his name, but they didn't do anything. So this decision comes down to the Mets. Now, the good news for the Mets is if they decided Carlos lied to us, we got to get rid of him. Let's just say they decided that. We already know who their manager is going to be. It's all done. It'll be Eduardo Perez. He was the guy who finished second anyway.
He was the second guy, yeah.
It's not as if they're upset they didn't get, what's his name? Derek Shelton, who's now the manager of the Pirates. No. It would be Eduardo Perez.
And Espada is now managing Houston, right?
That's right. He got the Astro job.
Right.
And you know what the funny thing about all this is? Carlos is sort of a Met legend, or at least a former really good Met, however you want to define it. We all agree. The managers of a baseball team, it's not the end-all be-all.
No.
So
no.
Even if
they let him go. I just got a feeling he's going to be a good manager. I don't know what it is.
I hope so.
You know?
And I think
it's
we'll find out.
That I'm like so pro Beltran now, but.
Well,
I hated him, but I wasn't warm to him.
I think that you've made it clear, and I understand why you're warm to him, and it's the familiarity aspect of it. You're familiar with
him. And he wanted to manage the team. Yeah. To me, that means something. He wants to manage the Mets. That means something to me.
I think it is important soon for Beltran and the Mets to at least address it.
Yep. Yeah, they should.
How they want to address it?
There should be something. Carlos should come out with a press conference, something just to put it behind him.
And all Brody has to do, it's simple as say, I have talked to Carlos, and I knew everything going in. I feel very comfortable about our hire. Yep. He's been honest with me, and we are cool moving forward. That's all he's got to say, because I really don't think lying to the media is the problem that's going to cost him his job. It would be lying to his future employer. That would be the potential issue.
Yeah. No, you're right. That's the bigger deal for sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.